Hello, everybody. It's me, Mark. And welcome to a short edition of the Candle Shore podcast. You may not have been aware of it, and by the time this thing airs, you may not even care. But on Tuesday, I guess it would be June the 8th, was primary election day here in California. I'm so used to saying Southern California. It's funny because no one says Southern Kentucky or Southern, well, sometimes they say Southern Ohio or South Ohio, but somehow this Northern and Southern California thing just rolls off the tongue. Anyway, so we had elections for the governor and I guess lieutenant governor and various political offices around the state. And no big deal, right? And but what is interesting, that I found interesting, is that as a visually impaired, low vision, sight challenged individual, for the last 10 years, maybe, well, no, 20 years, I have been voting via absentee ballot. And it's convenient. The last time I voted in person, that is to say, actually went down to, you know, a voting booth and voted. I can hardly remember. I don't even know if it was even in, I don't even think it was even in California before I lived here. And I don't remember how it went. I know it wasn't a particularly rewarding experience. I don't remember how it went. I voted, but certainly wasn't independent. This would have been 30 some odd years ago. It could have been 30 years ago, could it? Let's see. A little over 20 some odd years ago. Okay. Anyway, because of my move this year, unpredictable or unpredicted as it was, I kind of let, you know, when you move, you're supposed to register so you can go to vote in a different precinct or a different area. But I forgot to do that. So June 8th rolled up on me. And, you know, I don't take voting for granted as a black man. And, you know, American history doesn't take an Einstein to figure out. You know, this is a lot of people had to fight for the right for women and black people to vote in this country. And I don't take it for granted. A lot of things we do take for granted. I know some people don't even, I'm not going to preach about the privileges of voting. But anyway, it's not something I easily give up. And I try to stay politically savvy, you know, or involved, or at least know what's going on in the news as much as anybody. Probably above average interest. So I decided that, you know, this year, because of I forgot to do the absentee and my change of address and blah, 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 that I would actually go to a voting booth and vote. So I did. And this, which is the crux of this particular episode of the Mark Taylor Candle Shore podcast. When I got there, of course, I was assisted. Had a lovely young lady take me over there. We walked in, and I hadn't been in one of these places in ages. And I you know, showed the ID and explained. And they said, well, you know, we're going to set you up so you can vote on your own. And I remember thinking, vote on my own? I've never voted completely on my own. There was a lot of paperwork to fill out. That took the longest part. But here's the deal. And if those of you who are visually impaired, if you've done this in your own states, bravo for you. I'm thinking about, I enjoyed this experience so much, I may not even do the absentee anymore. Anyway, so they had this set of headphones. And by the way, I should tell you that in this particular area, voters use a touch screen. And the device I used was the same as the standard device, only there are a series of buttons. There's a dial on the extreme right-hand side, kind of like a dial that you would dial an old-style radio with, a little bit more modern looking. And the dial had like little clicks, so, you know, you can't just free spin it like you would a combination lock. And then there's two buttons to the left, well, one button to the left of it, and it said enter. And by the way, it was printed in Braille. I love the fact that they had the Braille. I know a lot of people don't read Braille anymore, but for me, it's great. And there were a cast your ballot button, and I think there were two more buttons, a one for help. And it was just very, very ergonomically based, convenient buttons. the headphones that I put on, they had people actually reading. This was not synthesized voice. So at some point, somewhere, probably at the voter registrar's office, someone had sat down and read all the propositions. It was just amazing. And so it said, when you're ready to begin voting, press the enter key. You press the enter key. And it says, now turn you're going to vote for different contests. The contest, of course, being defined by if you're voting for the governor, lieutenant governor, state treasurer, state secretary, blah, blah, blah. And when you got to that point, you could press next and back. And then you'd make your selection by turning the dial. And this way you can have an infinite number of candidates. Absolutely amazing. And you could skip any contest you weren't interested in voting in. And by the way, it was great because when it listed, when the contest was between people, candidates for governor, it would say their name and what their current job status is, like if they were a dentist or a lawyer or something. And when you were voting for propositions, it would give you the summary of each proposition. So even if you didn't have your pre-voting ballot or you had memorized them, could actually listen to it very succinctly, give you what the pro and con and what the net result of it will be from either side. And then you could vote yes or no. Absolutely amazing. It was fast, easy to understand. It was a nice volume control. And then when you were done making, I think there were 32 contests in California, but because I live in a certain district, I think it only 15 of them, but I only voted in like 8 of them. I don't usually vote in things like school board director. I don't have any children, and I just don't, as I don't, since I don't have an interest in it, really, I don't follow those particular elections very closely. So I think I'm amazed. I applaud California for making this so accessible to blind and low vision people. Also, they had this particular booth, again, a wheelchair could accommodate a wheelchair or any other number of physical challenges with no problem. And the people were very knowledgeable. They were nice. They were very nice. At one point, when I was filling out the paperwork, one of the gentlemen said, "Well, what's your party affiliation?" And I said, "Baptist." And he looked at me and he goes, "No, I'm joking. He goes, "Sometimes we get people in here." And I'm thinking, if I thought a party affiliation meant a Baptist, I really shouldn't be voting. So that was my big joke of the day. And it flopped. It completely flopped. But I'm hoping that those of you who listen to this will get a kick out of it, because I'm certainly laughing right now. Okay. I'm sure other states have similar measures, but I'll tell you that being there with all the other people, I know that there was a trend back in the 90s before the quote unquote dot com boom, where people, we started moving towards ordering groceries and things like online groceries and stuff. And I understand it is convenient to vote in the comfort of your own home, but there's something kind of neat about being at a voting facility with a lot of other people casting ballots independently. Now, of course, it wasn't totally independent. Even if I had gone in on my own, someone would have had to help me sign the paperwork and obviously validate my ID and blah, blah, blah. The actual voting process of casting a ballot was completely independent, comfortable, and just, I hate to say this, I never thought I'd say this, but exciting. So I'm not sure if I even want to use the absentee ballots anymore. I have to really think about that, because I would like to do it again. I would really like to do a live show demonstration on it. I don't know if the voters register will let me do that, but I might check into it for the one coming up, I think in November or whenever the next one is. So there you have it. This is, I hope you will vote for Mark on voting, because I'm going to be voting and I want you to vote too. Get out and vote. Okay, it's important and it's exciting and it's a wonderful thing. And a lot of people had to sacrifice for many of us in the great land of the United States to enjoy this privilege. So don't take it for granted, okay? Remember to make a joyful noise, and I will see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.